Good morning and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Daily Juice Podcast. My name is Matt Perrault. You can follow me on Twitter at SportsTalkMatt here off of bettingpros.com. And this podcast always being brought to you by BetMGM. All right, so it's been kind of a weird week. Monday, Tuesday, we're pretty much flat. Now, that's better than being down, obviously, right? But we rather would be up. Monday, we were down just a little tiny bit. And Tuesday, we're down just a little tiny bit with a 2-2 mark on Monday and a 1-1 mark on Tuesday. And since today is another light day, I thought it might be a good time for us to talk a little bit about teasers. Now, this has been a question that's been brought up a lot. And I thought I could get into Wong teasers a little bit here and then give you the plays on the baseball game here. And then I'm going to hold off on Thursday's games until Thursday because it's the Eagles and I need to see the injury report for the Eagles and the Giants. And then we have another Sun Belt game to talk about coming up on Thursday. And so, yeah, we'll bet it, but I'm just saying that we're going to wait a little while. We're going to wait till Thursday's podcast before we get into Thursday's game. So just on Wednesday, we're going to have two plays, half a unit each, much like last night, and we're going to play it again coming up here on a Wednesday. But before we do that, let me tell you about BetMGM and our friends at BetMGM with the offer for right now in the World Series. You've got this with the Rays or the Dodgers. You bet $1 on either team to win on any game. If either team hits a home run, and there was a bunch of them in game one, you'll win $100 in free bets thanks to BetMGM. This is available in New Jersey, Colorado, Indiana, and West Virginia with the promo code JUICE100 when you sign up for that new account at BetMGM. So, BetMGM, new users, use the promo code JUICE100, bet $1, money line on the Rays or the Dodgers. $100 in free bets if either team hits a home run. Per terms and conditions, you're going to go to betmgm.com. You must be 21 years or older and physically located in Colorado, Indiana, New Jersey, or West Virginia. Please gamble responsibly. If you do have a gambling problem, call 1-800-522-4700 in Colorado, Nevada, 1-800-GAMBLER in New Jersey and West Virginia, or 1-800-9-WITH-IT in Indiana. All right, so on the live stream, and by the way, we're so darn close to 1,000 and shutting up Dan Harris and saying, see, we can do it. We're running out of days. It's the 21st of October. We have 24 more subs to go. Let's do it. Come on. Get me to 1,000. Get me there. Get your girlfriend's account. I don't care. Get to 1,000 subs, all right? Let's get to 1,000 subs on YouTube for Betting Pros. And during the live stream, a bunch of people have said, you know, Matt, how do you play teasers? And I tease early, I tease late. I tease in between the early games and the like in the late games, you know, part of the podcast. Look, I tell you guys plays that I like, my favorite plays, if you will, before the podcast. But I'm betting overnight. So you have to understand what happens when things change, right? Injuries happen or news stories break. So I do bet a lot day of. And I do bet a lot in-game. So it's not just like the plays on the podcast, you know, you could say, oh, Matt, you suck this week. Okay, yeah, but those are the public plays. If you look at my radio show, I have a hashtag, PTO picks. They're often different because I tell you on the radio show they can be different than the night before. They rarely ever contradict, but they are different plays because of different information at different times. Wong teasers are something that I have done because I learned how to do them about, I don't know, 3 years ago, 4 years ago, moving to Vegas, and I had a buddy of mine who was a professional gambler, and I was doing an interview with him, and he had brought up Wong teasers, and I was like, what the hell is a Wong teaser? And he explained to me that there is this, you know, strategy that has been used for a long time. Basically, Stanford Wong wrote a book in 2009 called Sharp Sports Betting. You can read it on Amazon, and if you like teasing, I think it's worth, you know, reading it and reading about sports gambling. And basically you're going to, you know, favorites get teased down and underdogs get teased up. So this is the formula essentially, right? It's a 6-point teaser. And for a 6-point teaser to break even, the bettor must win each leg 72.3% of the time. All right. This is not easy. This is not easy to do, but the magic formula is this: go as close to kickoff as possible. All right. So if it's a 1 o'clock Eastern time game, you're going to open up your sports gambling apps at like 12:45. 12:45, you're going to play only a two-team, six-point teaser in games with a total of 49 or less. All right? Totals of 49 or less. And remember, in today's NFL, there are numerous games 50 and higher. Numerous games. 49 and a half. Don't play it. 49 and lower. That's a key. All right? You're going to tease a home favorite of 7.5, 8, 8.5, or 9 down. Right? Get to 3 or below. You're going to tease home underdogs of 1, 1.5, 2, or 2.5 up. This is all in the NFL. Okay, if I did say that, sorry. NFL we're talking about here. You're going to tease road underdogs of 1, 1.5, 2, or 2.5. Okay? So if you're taking a road underdog at 1, you're teasing it to 7. So road dog becomes plus 7. Home underdog goes from 2 to 8. All right? Home favorite goes from 8 down to 2. We're crossing key numbers of 3 and 7. But you're doing it right before kickoff. This is important. All right? This is very, very important. But this has been a profitable way of teasing games in the NFL for a while. Like I've mentioned, if the sports books could get rid of one thing, you go ask a bookmaker, what's the one thing you'd want to get rid of if you could get rid of it? The thing they're going to tell you is a two-leg NFL teaser. That's why in Vegas, we pay minus 140 juice. Because the books don't like it. They want to get rid of it. Now, every book is different. Some books are minus 120, some are minus 130, some fluctuate. But, but in Vegas, where they've been doing it for quite a long time, it's very expensive. Why? To discourage you, the average gambler, the professional gambler, square, pro, whatever, to not do it. They don't want anyone to do it, so they're going to price it up. Okay? Minus 140 is expensive, but I think it's worth it. So, I like teasing. Again, okay, just to recap this. Long teasers are two-team, six-point teasers with totals of 49 or less right before kickoff. Teasing home favorites of 7.5, 8, 8.5, 9 down. Home dogs up from 1, 1.5, 2, 2.5. Tease road dogs of 1, 1.5, 2, 2.5 up. Okay? That's a long teaser. It's not foolproof. But if you've never done it before, try it this Sunday. Try it. See what happens. Find two legs you like. I always give you guys one teaser. We're now 4-2 on the teaser. After opening up 4-0, we're now 4-2 on that. So I got to find a winner that I like here coming up on Sunday. And I'm winning my teaser this week. Okay, I'm going to scour the lines like crazy. And I'm going to get there. But I do like doing other teasers too. I like teasing right before kickoff. I do. I like seeing who's playing. I like seeing the weather reports. We're into the part of the year where weather matters. You got to be careful with the weather reports for a lot of these games, in particular in the northern part of the country where you can get like spot up snow showers or really cold temperatures or whatever. So that's important. So check that out, okay? Try to do that. You can go DM me on Twitter at SportsTalkMatt if you guys have any questions, if I ever went too fast, if that didn't make sense as to how I'm talking about it. But that's a philosophy and a strategy, if you've never heard of that before, that try it. It's fun. I like doing it, and it might wind up being profitable for you. But again, it's important to do it before kickoff, as late as possible, right before kickoff to do it. Okay, let's talk about game two tonight. So we got the first five over right, thanks to the Dodgers' explosion in the fifth inning. Clayton Kershaw, I'm so happy for Clayton Kershaw. Man, that was an unbelievable performance. 19 swing and misses, 11 on the slider. He was great last night. Dominant. Absolutely dominant. Dodgers are at plus 330. For me, they win the World Series. I'm a happy camper, okay? I want them to win the World Series. I'm all about it. If you want to bet the Rays right now, you can get them at like plus 330. And that's pretty much the case where I knew people would hammer me for betting the Rays before the series. And I was waiting for it. I've gotten it already. People were like, why didn't you just wait for after game one? If Kershaw was great, you would have gotten much better than plus 180 odds. I don't care. Okay, I told you I didn't care. I didn't care then. I don't care now. I'm in the black. Anyway, the series goes, I'm in the black. So I want the Dodgers to win for a variety of reasons. It's killing me that Mookie Betts is so damn good and the Dodgers have him and the Red Sox traded him, but I'm happy for Mookie. The world, if you don't know who he is, they know about him now after the way he's playing. And he was a little bit young when the Red Sox won it in 2018. The dude's like in his prime. I mean, just the power, the arm, the skill, the glove. He's just incredible. So, I mean, the Dodgers win the World Series. I'm so pumped up and psyched for Kershaw. I'm happy for Mookie Betts. I hate the city of Los Angeles. Not the city. I hate the teams in Los Angeles, but I would be happy for the Dodgers and Kershaw in particular if he finally gets a ring. So they're three wins away from that happening. Let's talk about Game 2. So this is Blake Snell going to the mound for the Rays. It's going to be a bullpen game, it looks like, here for the Dodgers. But the bullpen for the Dodgers, not horrible, right? May come out, May start. You got some arms out there that are pretty good. They're young, but it's not like it's going to be a blow-up game. It's not like it's a bad bullpen for the Dodgers and going to a bullpen type of game. I don't think that it's that horrible to do that. And sometimes when you're mixing and matching, you can really match up well against a lineup. So it makes it a little bit difficult. I have gone back and forth here as to how this game is going to go in terms of a total. Like, I can see the under here. I really can see the under. However, this is baseball right now, and this is offenses that are kicking the crap out of the baseball. I just can't bet the 8. I can't bet the under. I want to bet the under. I really do. I want to bet the under. I just can't do it. I want to bet it. I just can't. So I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to bet the over 8 runs here. And I'm going to think that Blake Snell gives up a couple. I think the bats are going to come to life here. I do think the bats are going to score. I got it at 8 minus 120. Half a unit on the over 8 runs for the Dodgers and the Rays in Game 2. Offense has come to life. There's just so much firepower on both sides. But here's the thing with the game. So the Rays didn't use some of their biggest arms last night in Game 1. Now, they got hit, obviously, and it didn't go well for the guys who were on the mound. But they didn't use Fairbanks. They didn't use Anderson. And if Snell can be good, if Snell can come out and give the team, give the Rays 5 or 6 innings of really solid, you know, 2-3 runs, I think they can win this game. This is going to be a tighter series than people think. I have the Dodgers in 6. Obviously, going down 2-0 is really, really bad. And if the bullpen doesn't pitch well, it helps out the over, obviously. So it gives us a chance to hit the over pretty easily. But I do think we're going to see offense from the Rays, home runs from the Rays. And I do think the Dodgers are going to score. I just don't think the Rays, even with their great pitching, I don't think in today's baseball with the ball in that ballpark, just not buying it. I'm just not buying. I don't know if it's going to be 11 runs, but I think 8 is decent. I think 8 is a number you can at least get a push out of. And I'm not going to go ahead and talk about the first 5 innings this time because I'm a little concerned about the bullpen for the Dodgers. I don't really know what they're going to throw, how long they're going to go with somebody, or maybe they get, you know, one of these arms, one of these young arms to come out and they're just stellar and the Rays don't score for a while until they get to a different bullpen arm. So I'm going to stay away from the first 5. We got that right last night. We had the Rays winning last night and we were wrong. It was plus 155 last night and they lost and the number dropped. So that signals to me a little bit that the books are a little concerned here about what the Rays will do. The whole, you know, ping pong betting, first team loses, you come in and bet on the other team. The number didn't go up, it went down. We got it at 155 last night. It's now 135. So that kind of signaled to me a little bit here as to where the books are. So we're going Rays, half a unit, money line, plus 135, and the over 8 runs at minus 120. Half a unit on either play here on a Wednesday. We are going to get into football tomorrow. One college game, one pro game. We may keep going with the World Series as well, but we'll definitely get into football tomorrow. And then Friday, we got 2 football games on Friday again. That's going to be a lot of fun. And then Saturday, the full slate. I like this college football slate a lot more than the college football slate for last weekend. And I don't know what I want to do about Ohio State and Nebraska. Because I didn't bet it when I wanted to, and I should have. It was 23, and I should have bet it, because Ohio State's going to kick the living daylights out of Nebraska. It's 26, I think, now. That bothers me. I wanted to get the better number there. We didn't get the good number. That stinks. Oh, well. But college football plays coming up for Saturday for sure. My name is Matt Peralt. You can follow me on Twitter at SportsTalkMatt every single morning. It is the Daily Juice podcast here off of bettingpros.com, presented by BetMGM.